بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأرسلوا إلى أهلهم فنزلوا معهم. Yesterday we read where a family or a few families from the tribe of Jurhum were passing through Makkah Mukarrama when we usually settled there. And they found that some birds were hovering around, and it looked like from experience that water is around that place. But from their previous experience on these travels, they knew that there is no water here. So they sent one or two people to scout and find out. Then they found Sara alayhi salatu wasalam at the water of Zamzam. And they then came there and requested if they could stay by her. She was happy because she also liked people around her, not to be in solitude. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that was Ismail, the mother of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, who liked this company, and they settled there. فَرَسَلُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ فَنَزَلُوا مَعَهُمْ. They sent for the other people of the tribe, and those people also came and also settled there. حَتَّى إِذَا كَانُوا بِهَا أَهْلَ أَبْيَاتٍ. So much so, then it became a small little village that was growing now, and there were many homes there. وَشَبَّ الْغُلَامِ. And the young boy became young, became grown up now. That is, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam had become now a young boy. وَتَعَلَّمَ الْعَرَبِيَّةَ مِنْهُمْ. And he learned Arabic from them. Their language was something else. They were originally from Syria, Iraq. His father is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And here now he learned Arabic. And it is said that the people of Jurhum spoke the most pure Arabic that could be found. وَأَنْفَسَهُمْ وَعَجَبَهُمْ حِينَ شَبَّ. And they found also that they had taken a great liking to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and they admired him also when he had become a young man. فَلَمَّا أَدْرَكَ. When he matured, زَوَّجَهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِنْهُمْ. They married him to a woman from amongst their tribes. وَمَاتَتْ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلِ. And the mother of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, in the meantime, Hajira, she had passed away. فَجَاءَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَعَدَمَا تَزَوَّجَ إِسْمَعِيلِ. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came and visit again Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. After that he had married. يُطَالِعُ تَرِكَتَهُ. And he was searching for him, looking for him, and finding out about his condition. When he reached his home finally, فَلَمْ يَجِدْ إِسْمَعِيلِ. He found that Ismail alayhi salam was not at home. فَسَأَلَ إِمْرَأَتَهُ عَنْهُ. His wife, who was at home, he questioned her about him. Where is he gone? Where is he? فَقَالَتْ. She replied, خَرَجَ يَبْتَغِي لَنَا. That he has gone to look for some food for us. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يَصِيدُ لَنَا. And in one narration it comes that he has gone to hunt something. That was the common form of the livelihood of eating, that they would hunt something, and that would be their food. ثُمَّ سَأَلَهَا عَنْ عَيْشِهِمْ وَهَيْئَتِهِمْ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked his wife with regard to how they were living and what their conditions were, how they were passing their days, on what were they living. فَقَالَتْ. She replied, نَحْنُ بِشَرٍ. We are in difficulties and hardship. نَحْنُ فِي ضِيقٍ وَشِدَّةٍ. We have got a very straitened, narrow life. That means things are going hard for us, and we are in great difficulties. وَشَقَتْ إِلَيْهِ. And she further complained more also to him about the condition of living. قَالَ. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to her, and of course she did not know that it is Ibrahim alayhi salam and the father of her husband Ismail alayhi salam. فَإِذَا جَاءَ زَوْجُكِ أَقْرِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. He said, when your husband comes, then convey my salams to him. وَقُولِ لَهُ يُغَيِّرْ عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ. And say to him that he must change the framework or the doorstep of his door. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ إِسْمَعِيلُ كَأَنَّهُ أَنَسَ شَيْئًا. When Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam arrived home finally, then he made out that something had happened. there was something different. فقال هل جاءكم من أحد؟ And he asked, has somebody come to visit you? قالت نعم. She said yes. جاءنا شيخ كذا وكذا. That is Sheikh, and she described him, an old man, and he was so handsome that he had come. فسألنا عنك فأخبرته. And he asked me with regard to you, and I informed him about you, that you have gone to look for some food, etc. فسألني كيف عيشنا. Then he asked, how are we living, how are we passing our days? فأخبرته أن في جهد وشدة. I informed him that we are in difficulties and hardships. قال فهل أوصاك بشيء؟ Then Ismail عليه الصلاة والسلام, her husband asked, did he make any wasiyah? Did he say anything? قالت نعم. She said yes. أمرني أن أقرأ عليك السلام. He ordered me that I should convey his salams to you. ويقول غير أطبة بابك. And he said that change the door frame or the door step. قال ذاك أبي. إبراهيم إسماعيل عليه الصلاة والسلام said that was my father. وقد أمرني أن أفارقك. And he had ordered me that I must separate from you. إلحقي بأهلك. Go now and go to your family. فطلقها. And then he divorced her. Because she was a woman who was not appreciative, unthankful, and these qualities will rub off onto the husband also and onto her children as well. Therefore, he was ordered by his father that he should divorce her, which he followed accordingly. Further, we read that how he married another woman and how their lives carried on after that. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدِ